This week on Art Hounds, we'll hear about some big art in the windows and on the walls at the Berlin Mall. Also, teens raise their voice in song in South Hero, in a traveling exhibit that encourages us to wake up to dying in Burlington. First is Jackie Baker from Manchester with a suggestion to hear Flirting with Fusion.
Come out and support local live music and woman entrepreneurs. Besides highlighting these overlooked female musical talents, this special concert also recognizes the vision and entrepreneurship of the female business owners of Manchester.
That concert's tonight at 7 at Southern Vermont Art Center in Manchester. Now through Sunday, July 17th, at the Fletcher Free Library in Burlington, it's the Wake Up to Dying traveling exhibit. Here's Mary Wesley from Burlington with more.
I'm wondering if the question, what would happen if we paid more attention to the fact that we die, piques your interest. I want to tell everyone about the Wake Up to Dying Project's traveling exhibit. They're offering a really creative way to explore what death, dying, and life mean to you or to each person.
And the exhibit called Big Art, Little Art is up now at the Berlin Mall. Here's Karen Lane, a Central Vermont arts enthusiast, with more information.
This has got to be one of the largest and most unusual art installations ever. The Berlin Mall has mounted huge translucent blow-ups of art by 16 Vermont artists on the surfaces of their outside-facing windows. And amazingly, you can see the images from both inside and outside the mall. Plus, every Saturday at 10, 11, 2, and 3 o'clock during the summer, there's Little Art, free art-making workshops for children and families. This show is a must-see when you're in Central Vermont and well worth traveling a distance.
Mark Kennedy from South Hero suggests seeing the Village Harmony concert next weekend in South Hero.
The talented teen group in this age of wall building and terror will be building bridges and taking down walls as they take you on a tour of music, dance, and song from Macedonia, South Africa, and the American gospel and shape note traditions.
To find out more about these events, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.